thank you for downloading The Producer's Pick from Sounds True. This podcast is dedicated to bringing you compelling, captivating, and intriguing selections from our programs. In this podcast, one of our producers has chosen a selection from a program they've worked on that caught their attention as a unique or special moment in the recording process. This week's episode, Who is a Part of You?, comes from the audio program The Spirit of Healing from Lewis Mel Medrona. Lewis is an expert in Native American healing practices. Mitchell Clute was our Sounds True producer who worked on this program with Dr. Mel Medrona in our Boulder studio. Here is what Mitchell had to say about this week's producer's pick. Before working with Dr. Mel Medrona, I wasn't sure I entirely understood his concept of narrative medicine. But as he spoke about the power of story and history, both personal and cultural, I found that his ideas instantly resonated with me. I have always believed that we are the stories we tell about ourselves. Here, Lewis Mel Medrona takes that concept a step further by examining our relational self, how our culture, beliefs, and community shape us. You can download the entire program, The Spirit of Healing, at SoundsTrue.com. And now, this week's producer's pick, Who is a Part of You?, with Dr. Lewis Mel Medrona.
This concept of relational self is at first really difficult to grasp because we're so trained in Western culture, in contemporary American society. We're so trained to think of ourselves as solid individuals and to think of ourselves as having firm boundaries between us and others. And this Lakota concept, which is similar in other tribes, but I've mostly studied it for Lakota, this Lakota concept tells us that the boundaries between us are fluid and that the minute we begin talking and sharing stories with each other, that some of your Nagi becomes part of my Nagi and some of my Nagi becomes part of your Nagi and we're forever joined. You're forever in my Nagi and I'm forever in your Nagi. And when we walk away from each other, we can't ever really be truly separate again. And so, from now on, there's no rigid boundary between us. And that's the nature of relationship in the Native American world, that it's unending. Relationship can't be terminated. That whether we're in contact or not, we're still relating because you're still a part of me. So I'd like to invite you to imagine, who is a part of you? Who formed you? Who are the beings that led to your existence today? Usually people name their parents, of course, and often their grandparents, and often their siblings. But what about important mentors or teachers? For many people, their spiritual teachers are very important, and even historical spiritual figures. I named Christ and I named Buddha. There could be Muhammad, we can include Abraham, Isaac. The list is endless. For Lakota people, we would have the white buffalo calf woman. We would have the sun, the moon. We would have the clouds. We would have the various sacred beings that roam the earth, the spirit of the buffalo, the chief of the buffalo spirits. We would have the guardians of the four directions. All of these beings and the stories about them form us, make us who we are, and are inseparable from us. We can't tear them away from us. And so you might want to make a list. You could even make a drawing, and there's something called an ecogram in which you draw all of the influences on you today. Some of them are from the past, some of them are from the present. You make thicker lines for the more important influences. You regulate the distance from things that are in the past and things that are in the present. You draw squiggly red lines for conflictual influences. And you can begin to have a diagram of your Nagi, a diagram of all of the things that are making you who you are today. And by doing that exercise, we come to understand that we're not individuals, that we may have separate bodies, but our minds are shared, because the stories that create us are shared. They came from other beings who formed us.